What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 172 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and if you can do me a favor, share the link with at least two of your friends and get them to listen to this podcast and then meet with them to chat about it. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled, What Garden Do You Need to Plant? Welcome back to episode 172 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled, What Garden Do You Need to Plant? I want to give a big welcome to my friends in recovery from the U.S., South Africa, and Australia for their participation in this group episode. As before, I'll be keeping them anonymous, but I'll be saying their answers as if we're having a live group meeting. Okay? Hey guys, I'm waxing a bit poetic today, so long introduction before the question. The earth teaches us if we take the time to stop and see and listen. Trees teach us to grow tall and endure all the storms of life. Bushes can be a hedgerow that define our space and remind us not to wander. Tall grasses, as they sway in the breeze, teach us that there is always music, so we should be dancing. While the earth teaches us self-preservation through short grasses that minimize erosion. Teas and herbs remind us that we all have soothing and healing qualities to bring comfort to others. And flowers teach us to see the unique beauty in ourselves and everyone around us. Shaw, what garden do you feel you need to plant in this season of life? Ben, you ready to get us started? Sure, David. I like this change of pace thought you threw us today. I've always felt calm when I get out into nature and spend time. The particular thought of planting a garden in life brings to mind something I heard about the palm tree. Supposedly, it grows down into the earth for about 9 years before you ever see anything sprout up. Supposedly, that is why when a hurricane or storm hits, everything's blowing all over the place, but you only see palm trees kind of lean over a little bit. They don't uproot. Their roots are so deep from the 9 years or so of growth that they're not able to be uprooted in a storm and destroyed. I think I need to plant some seeds that I know may not be visible fruit for a long time, but will pay off because of the root system. So, great start, Ben. It is so important to plant trees with deep roots like the palm trees that can withstand future storms, even if we don't see immediate fruit. Charlie, what do you think about this question about gardens? Well, David, I say I need to plant a garden of peace lilies for two reasons. First, in recovery, I've heard a lot about putting down the bat, bro. Because I always like to beat myself and others up. I can often be so hard on myself and others by expecting so much, and then when we can't meet the expectations, I reach for that Louisville Slugger baseball bat. And secondly, because the peace lily can virtually take care of itself. I know I'm codependent and not sure how to quick find a fix for that, but I know I'm more apt to take care of someone else before myself. I'm learning in recovery how important self-care is, but I still can't seem to keep it a priority in my life and in my recovery. The peace lily is quite versatile, beautiful, and stoic plant. The plant does not need large amounts of light or water to survive. They're most often grown as houseplants. However, they're able to withstand the elements well enough to thrive when planted outdoors in situations that are hot and humid. It's like nothing phases them, and they know that they must take care of themselves so that others may enjoy their beauty. Yep, David, in recovery, I often need to be reminded to keep the peace and to make myself a priority in practicing self-care so that I may be available to my friends and family if they need me. I'm getting me a peace lily garden. Thanks for the reminder, my friend, and thanks for letting me share. My pleasure, Charlie, and your words are so true. We all need reminders in our garden to guard our peace and practice self-care every day. Eddie, what kind of garden would you plant? David, with this ever-changing society, I will surround myself with rows of trees. Trees can weather all storms. They create shade from their vast branches and strength from being deeply rooted. We need to be able to sit back and rest under that shade, but at the same time be so deeply rooted that we can weather any harsh conditions that life throws at us. My trees will be surrounded by short grasses that will also prevent any erosion of the strong traits and beliefs that were instilled in me along my journey of recovery. A few centerpieces in the garden will be tall grasses that sway in the wind to remind me to also stop and laugh and dance during the storm or even on the beautiful sunny days. As I behold my beautiful garden, I can rest assured that my caretaker, my God, will always be at my side to trim and prune and break and heal me as I go about my daily life, resting in his presence. Shaw, love that garden, Eddie, and I especially like the reminder to dance both on the sunny days and in the midst of storms in your well-manicured garden, as you described it. Harry, what do you think of this garden question? Well, David, the one thing that's been weighing heavy on my heart is to start all over again. Go back to the beginning. I need to plant an orchard of apple trees in this season of my life. In the book of Genesis, God created everything new and holy. God gave man everything and he was blessed abundantly. The relationship that man had with the Lord was something like me and you. Man could meet and chat with the Lord, have conversations, and live a perfect life and without sin. How wonderful it was to be in the presence of the Lord without sinful nature. The apple tree is what brought sin into mankind. My sins are in abundance, and therefore an orchard of apple trees is my repentance to the Lord. I want to be able to show the Lord that I will no longer eat from that tree, yet temptations will be freely available to me. I prefer to live a life that pleases the Lord and not eat and live from sin anymore. Well said, Harry, and I want to visit that orchard one day with you. Dante, could you close us off today? Sure, David, short and sweet. The garden I need to grow right now is twofold. The first should be beautiful flowers, so I notice and recognize the beauty of where I'm at in life, who I am, and how great my opportunities are. The second would be a plant, such as the fiddle leaf fig, which is very hard to grow and to maintain. And I'm in a place right now where I need to dive into the hard things and also appreciate what I already have. Great words, Dante. Great way to close us off. We all need that garden that we can look at and see the beauty every day, when at the same time we're diving into the hard tasks that we know we must tackle to continue on our journey. Guys, thank you so much for your answers, and listeners, I hope you were blessed by what these guys had to say. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying that's me as you listened, and you were thinking, I need to start to plot out the garden that I would plant in my journey of recovery, then it's time now to reach out and join a group. Message me in the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide on that platform. If you're ready to plant your garden, it's time to reach out and get the help to plan what you need to plant. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay strong.